Hi, it's Bob from Royal Spa. Soaking in a hot tub full of Epsom salts is the absolute best way to minimize everyday aches and pains. And we know all about Epsom salts at Royal Spa. Royal Spa hot tubs are the only hot tubs on the market that can safely and effectively use Epsom salts. Made right here in Indiana, Royal Spa hot tubs are the highest quality hot tubs on the market. Visit any one of our three Indianapolis locations or visit royalspa.com.
Ah, Royal Spa.
And welcome to Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk. I'm Bob Lovell, and it's brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. There's joy in West Lafayette. There's joy in the state of Indiana. The Boilers win, and they move on to playing the championship on Monday. Talk about that. Plus, the Colts, Notre Dame football, basketball. It's all coming up tonight. The star of their show, though, not me. We need less of me and more of Network Indiana's Eddie Garrison.
High quality supply and tool in Indianapolis, Bloomington, Jeffersonville, and Lafayette. Think outside the box. Store. QualitySupplyandTool.com.
Hey, Coach, it's a pleasure to be with you and Jake Lane tonight. We're in downtown Indianapolis and the Purdue Boilermakers. They're going to the Final Four championship for the first time since 1969.
Jump shot for Taylor. No good. Rebounded by Lawyer. And that's it. Purdue in pursuit of a championship. They will play for the national title. The Boilermakers advance 63-50.
Ian Eagle on the call on TBS. Zach Edey once again leading the Boilermakers, doing another Zach Edey-like performance. 20 points, 12 rebounds. Kind of weird to say you had an off game. He did turn the ball over five times. Lance Jones was big in this one for the Boilers. 14 points, 4 of 9 from downtown. Fletcher Lawyer had 11 points as well. The leading scorer for the NC State Wolfpack was DJ Horn. He had 20 points. Purdue picks up their 34th win of the season. If you're wondering, how's that other game going? UConn up on Alabama 30-28.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk. All right, Eddie Garrison, what's up with that other game?
UConn is up right now on Alabama. There's about 5 minutes left. UConn leading 30-28, and Alabama's doing a great job like always from the three-point line. They've actually now gone ahead. They're 7 of 10 from downtown. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, UConn just 3 of 13.
Cool. All right, so Boilers win. I loved how the broadcast crew talked about Zach Edey's pedestrian effort.
Right.
Number one, most of them would have to look up the definition to begin with. And secondly, if a double-double and your team wins like they did is pedestrian, I hope he plays a pedestrian game every time he goes out, quite frankly. It was just another performance. And we've all just become numb to him doing all that and doing it with seemingly ease every time he does it. And so it was an important win. Makes him obviously one step closer. And Monday, we have to wait until Monday, but I think the wait will be worth it. But it was fun game to watch. You sit there and you're wondering. A night where Braden Smith did not play particularly well. But you got to have him. You have to have his leadership. You have to have his presence on the floor. And they were able to play through. And I think what's encouraging, again, is, you know, from a coaching standpoint, you want to play better. You want to play as well as you can. But you just know that, you know, some nights, if you have to grind it out, can you grind it out and win ugly, so to speak? Yeah, they can absolutely do it. So that was really, really fun and gratifying to watch those guys put that together tonight. That's good stuff.
You know, all that matters this time of the year is you got the right score at the end of the night, and that's all that matters. Yeah. You advance to the championship game, and Braden Smith, you know, just played with the ultimate confidence. Even though his shot wasn't going, he was still getting the offense where they needed to go and navigating everyone. And I thought that the part about the game that I don't think a lot of people will talk about is Purdue turned the ball over 16 times, But and that's where they typically have lost their four times this year. But I thought they did a terrific job defensively, preventing NC State from scoring off of those turnovers, because that's really where Purdue has had their slip-ups so far this season.
Two words, Eddie. Lance Jones. That's the key. He made big three after big three. You know, their three-point shooting was able to make up for some of their deficiencies in terms of handling the ball. It's frustrating as a coach, I can tell you, when your team turns it over. And it's not like you don't work on these things every single solitary day in practice. And, here's great coaching. Go, you know, walk in the locker room and say, hey, take better care of the basketball. Oh, like we don't already know that, Coach. So, just tell them to take better care of it, Coach. Well, do we even work on ball handling drills? Yeah, every day. So, you know, you're playing a team. I say it all the time. It's hard to win because the other team's trying to win too. They have great players and they practice just like you do. And there are very few new ideas in this sport. Everybody doing the same stuff in some respect. So they got to win. They get a win. They get to advance. It's good stuff. And I don't really care who they play. Just that they're going to play. Whomever they'll play, the opponent will have to match up with Purdue. Purdue will be able to find. They'll figure out a way to do it. They've done it 34 times this year. I have faith in their ability to do it. So, it's all good. It's all good right now.
Now, these two teams, in terms of Alabama and Purdue, they've already played once this year, so it would be a rematch. They faced early in the season, December 9th. It was the 10th game of the season for Purdue. They played this game up in Canada. 92-86 win for Purdue in that one. Zach Edey had a big one. He had 35, but so did Mark Sears for Alabama. At that time, they were 6-3. A lot of people overlooked them just because they had a lot of transfers coming in, and Nate Oates had to figure it out, and they've done so so far. Right now, they're in the final timeout of the first half. UConn now up by 4 against the Crimson Tide.
Mm. Well, earlier today, or actually last night, if you want the truth, we heard the news that Josh Schertz is leaving Indiana State to go to St. Louis University, and the magical season has come to an end, and the sad part is you lose your coach and you literally will end up losing your team. And so, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to college basketball. This is what college basketball is. I'm sitting there listening to the game, or the start of the second game. You're talking about a guy who's now playing in his fourth college in 4 years. And we all think that's okay. Eddie, you're the man. I'm glad you're with us tonight. Short break. We're back. This is Indiana Sports Talk.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com. and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between. Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Indiana Sports Talk, brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. DrivenToSaveLives.org is their website. Sign up today. Help lives in the future. Anyone can sign up. No age limits, no health restrictions to sign up to be an organ donor. Every 10 minutes, someone is added to the donor transplant waiting list. There are more than 1,000 Hoosiers waiting for a life-saving organ transplant. And by signing up to be an organ and tissue donor, you can help save 8 lives and heal 75 others. Again, they're an incredibly important website. Driven, the number 2, savelives.org. check them out as soon as you can. Coming up tonight, here's what we have in store. We're going to talk with Matt Taylor from the Colts at the top of the hour. Just catch up, see what's going on. Before you know it, they're going to be ready to practice. Also later on tonight, Lynn Clark from Irish 101 will join us and talk about Notre Dame football. Spring doesn't seem possible, but yeah, spring football going on around the state. Next week, we'll spend more time talking about college football and have some more fun. Brendan King, you know him, love him. Talking some South Bend Cubs baseball. Kip Wessner, the publisher of Hoosier Basketball Magazine, will join us, and we'll talk about the top 60 workout for boys coming up tomorrow at Marion University. That's what's on the docket for tonight. We may talk a little bit of Pacers. Eddie, what time do the Pacers play tomorrow, right?
Miami Heat.
The Miami Heat, what time?
5.
This is an important game, is it not?
For it's a lot of reasons. Arguably the biggest game for the Pacers since probably like 2018 at Gamebridge, because you have to remember the last time they made the playoffs was the bubble season, and obviously no fans in attendance.
Yeah.
And that was down in Orlando.
So I guess me saying it's an important game would be an understatement, quite frankly. But, you know, it's just that's where they are. And it's a 5 o'clock start at Gamebridge. It'll be important, and health-wise, we're no better than or worse than we were a day or two ago. We're all set, ready to go.
That's what it sounds like. Tyrese Halliburton is listed as questionable with lower back spasms, I think it was the – or soreness was the technical term they used there. But today at practice, he said that he's optimistic that he'll play tomorrow.
I think
that if he's not out there, then I mean that would mean some serious injury that's going on. There would be a reason to concern. But I'd expect Tyrese Halliburton out there. Jalen Smith appears to be okay. He sprained his ankle last night. Rick Carlisle said after the game that if they needed him to, he probably could have gotten back into the game. But with the Pacers up already by so much, there was no reason to. And he's listed as questionable for tomorrow as well. As for the Miami Heat, they look pretty clean, healthy-wise. Tyler Hero just came back for them last night. Uh-huh. And Jimmy Butler will be playing. So it'll be a fun game tomorrow night for sure.
Well, I'll tell you what. They managed to avoid, you know, serious injuries or a number of them. They've been, you know, in terms of health, been reasonably good throughout most of the season, but they're so much fun. I can't believe we're getting to this stage. We're getting down to the end, are we not? We're running out of games.
Yeah, I think third number of games left is 4. It is coming to an end really fast. They are 6th right now in the Eastern Conference. This is such a huge game in that regard because Miami has an additional game on the Indiana Pacers to play, so the Pacers only have a half a game left or half a game advantage over Miami right now. So if they win tomorrow, they have a 1.5 game advantage. And then the rest of the games for the Pacers this season, they're at Toronto, at Cleveland, and they're home against Atlanta. So if they win tomorrow afternoon / evening against the Miami Heat, then if they just win 2 of the next 3 games, they are guaranteed the 6th spot, which means they avoid the play-in, and they will have a couple days off before the actual playoffs start.
Yeah, so there's a lot going on in this game. I think to make the playoffs be a remarkable accomplishment for a young group, a retooled group, a dynamic and young bunch, I think it'd be fantastic. And they've captivated the fans for the right reason. They play hard. They play the right way. They're incredibly talented, and they're fun. So if you get a chance, redo your schedule, get down to Gamebridge, and get in and watch the Pacers take on the Miami Heat. Be an important matchup for them tomorrow. Now, when would the playoffs – do we know when they start? When will that start?
I know the play-in would start the 17th, so that would be a week from Wednesday.
Right.
I would guess that the playoffs start that weekend, so like the 20th or the 19th would be my assumption, but – I haven't seen the official schedule in that regard.
Well, they're not going to be in the play-in, Eddie. So, you know, let's look at it positively. They're not going to be in it. They're going to be in the playoffs. All right, what's up with Bama and UConn? We're at halftime, right?
Not quite yet. We're in the final seconds. There's 25 left in the first half. UConn up by 4, 42-38. So it's been pretty high scoring. And this first half, solely because UConn's been able to get to the free throw line. They've gotten there 12 mm-hmm. times. They made 9, and Alabama's been really hot from downtown, 8 of 11. Mm-hmm. And that's what's keeping them in the game right now, because they are 5 for 16 in terms of two-point shots. So those three-pointers are keeping Alabama in the game.
Yikes. All right, Eddie Garrison's got a scoreboard update coming up soon, and it's a fun time of year, Eddie. Fun time. When I was working in the Horizon League, when I was running all the basketball there, it was an interesting job. It was a fun job. And one of the perks were the great seats at the Final Four. I mean, great seats. We're talking about you couldn't get any better. And I loved it. Loved every bit of it. Loved the Final Four. And there's something special and magical about it. Speaking of Eddie Garrison, he's coming up with a scoreboard update. This is Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com. and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
With this Indiana Sports Talk scoreboard updates, I'm Eddie Garrison. Purdue advancing to the NCAA championship with a win today. Matt Painter, 63-50 final score over the NC State Wolfpack. Like the performance in terms of the outcome, but he's more excited about playing in the game on Monday night.
Oh, it feels great. You know, that's what he always talked about. You know, he didn't come back to win a couple games in the tournament. He came back to compete for a national championship, but you got to put yourself in position first. And obviously we're here now, and we'll wait to see who wins this next game.
Hey, talking about Zach Edey, he had 20 points and 12 rebounds, his sixth straight NCAA tournament game with at least 20 points and 10 rebounds. That is an NCAA tournament record. He now has the Big Ten record as well. 29 double-doubles on the season on TBS, like Matt Painter there. He talks about playing in the championship game Monday night.
Yeah, it's the one we've been talking about for all year. It's the one I've been talking about for 4 years now. To be able to play in that and accept that challenge next game. You know, whoever comes out this next game is going to be a great team, but we're going to lock in on game plan and execute.
Their opponent right now, there are 20 minutes complete. Second half to go between number 1 UConn and number 4 Alabama. Huskies up 4 at intermission, 44-40. UConn struggling from deep, 5 of 15. Alabama 8 of 11. That's what's keeping them in the contest. UConn at just 5 of 15 for 33%. 4-point advantage for the Huskies. They've gotten to the free throw line 14 times, only missing 3. For Network Indiana Sports, I'm Eddie Garrison.
Eddie Garrison, you're the man. Great job. So Purdue, were you confident that the Boilers would win going into this game, Eddie? Did you get nervous?
So my prediction for this one, I was asked about it on Friday. I said that I felt like Purdue was going to win, but I thought that NC State would be able to keep it a game for about 34 mm-hmm. minutes, and then in the last 6 to 8 they would pull away, just because NC State hasn't played a team that's as mm-hmm. well conditioned, in my opinion, as Purdue. And the one thing I circled going into the game was the fact that DJ Burns does not play a lot of minutes. He only plays around 28 to 29 per game, and when you look at Zach Edey, he plays mm-hmm. almost all 40. And
right.
in terms of that conditioning, you're not used to it if you're DJ Burns. And I just feel like the magical run for NC State just came to an end because just simply sure. fatigue dating back all the way to the conference tournament.
Well, think about this. Kudos to the strength and conditioning people at Purdue, because they're supremely conditioned and strong and do everything right. But you just think about this. They when you look throughout the year, this is kind of how they play. They wear you down. I mean, they literally, physically wear you down. You know, you watch them. They'll get spurts from time to time, but they're methodical. They're surgical, so to speak. They are strong at the end. You're still struggling because they've just leaned on you, muscled you. You've been trying to throw 10 different bodies at Zach Edey. You've pushed and shoved and grabbed and hacked and done all that. They just keep coming back. And so, you know, they're a physical basketball team out of the Gene Cady school, if you will. You're going to muscle up. They're going to play. And you have to be a tough-minded guy to be able to score against these guys, especially inside. And on the other side of it, that's how they are. And Zach Edey, yeah, you can criticize. I don't know why you would want to criticize. He just broke a record for double-doubles, six consecutive in NCAA tournament play. No one's ever done it. Two-time player of the year. And there's a reason why they're playing for a championship, and he's the big reason why they're doing it. But complimentary players, you know, Fletcher Lawyer played great, I thought. Mason Gillis does what Mason Gillis does. Lance Jones was phenomenal. And so you get a chance to watch him play for a championship on Monday. There's nothing better than Championship Monday, Eddie. You got to clear your calendar and make sure you're watching the game.
I think calendars were already cleared, Coach, because you've got the Eclipse on Monday, and then you've got Purdue in the national championship game as well.
That's right. Are you coming down to Franklin? Because we're right on the path. Okay, we're on that line. Whatever that line is, we're on it. From what I'm told and what I'm reading and all that, the town is. We're all set. We are ready to go for Monday.
I will be working, but I will be fresh off of producing Quarry & Company from noon to 3 Eastern on our flagship 93.5/107.5 The Fan. Mm-hmm. So right after we hop off the air, I'm going to hop outside with my glasses on and watch the sun and the moon.
Where'd you get your glasses?
One of our sponsors on our show provided us with some glasses earlier this week. So it was very nice of them.
I like it. So here's my wife. She goes, let's go out tomorrow. Let's jump in the car and drive downtown. Because, you know, I was downtown briefly earlier in the week, and here's what my beloved town of Franklin looks like, Eddie. Portalettes everywhere. Everywhere. No, I swear to God, they're everywhere. Because we're anticipating hundreds, maybe thousands of people. I don't know. We're anticipating a massive crowd downtown because we're on the line, right? And I mean, we've talked here at the house. We got two options. We're on the porch. Probably option one. That time of day is like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, right? When it happens, mm-hmm. sun will be in that direction. Or we're out. Pool's not open yet, but we're just going to grab some chairs. So we got two vantage points here at the house ready to go because we are in the path. We've been excited about it. The whole town's crazy about it. It's just nutty. And you know what? I think it's fantastic. I think it can't be better. We're going to get ready and see an eclipse and one of those, and this was never on my bucket list, not that I have one, but yeah, why not? How do you turn it down? Last time, what, haven't had one since the Civil War, did I hear that right?
Yeah, in terms of something like this that's going to be across the Midwest, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, just call me Abe Lincoln, brother. All right, Eddie Garrison is the best. We're going to talk to him throughout the night. You're going to get dazzled by his scoreboard updates every 15 minutes. Short break. We'll come back. Top of the hour scoreboard update with Eddie Garrison. This is Indiana Sports Talk. Everybody, I'm Bob Lovell. This is Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk. Glad you're with us. We got a lot of stuff going on. Coming up, we're going to talk with Matt Taylor from the Indianapolis Colts, talk a little Colts football. You can always talk about that. And we're going to talk some basketball. Congrats to Purdue. Talk about that. Right now, though, the man who has everything you need to know on a busy Saturday night is Network Indiana's Eddie Garrison.